Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 25th, 2022. What is the correct interconnection? Comment: we can imagine our current state as one of a person who is under local anesthesia undergoing surgery on some part of the body and he does not feel it. Similarly, we do not feel our dependence on each other. My response: we feel globally dependent on each other in our adversities, but we do not want to admit and understand it. Only our correct global interconnection can lead us to harmony, to a correct, good existence. The correct interconnection between us is like the interconnection between parts of one body where I do not take more than I need. This is how every cell of the body exists. It takes as much as it needs to function and gives the rest to other organs. It serves the whole body. This is how each of us is, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Comment: but in order for a person to change his perception, he first needs to reveal this picture. My response: first, one needs to realize that it is impossible to exist otherwise. We have reached an impasse and one cannot correct oneself. What to do next? Then one will find that source of external energy, light, which will change a person. This is the only way we will be corrected, not on our own, by forcing people to be altruists and give everything they have, but with the help of the upper light, by connecting with each other. You will see that it is possible. Question: will we be pushed to this by blows and suffering anyway? Answer: if we do not want to do this by ourselves. Question: does it mean that we cannot expect anything good? Answer: if we are good, then we will receive only good, and if we are bad, then we will receive only bad. From Cab TV's Close Up. Branch of Sabre, May 15, 2011. The secret about the Jews that even they do not know about. I regard the Jewish race as the born enemy of pure humanity and everything that is noble in it. Richard Wagner. Comment: Richard Wagner, being a fervent anti-Semite, wrote that humanity should be liberated from the Jews and that there was no other means than total annihilation. He contended that the Jewish race was especially the enemy of everything German. My response: Germany is the heart of Europe, the center of Europe. It is a tremendous technological potential. These are serious people. It is the German character that is capable of serious decisions. Exactly that is why in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, ahead of everyone else, the thought arises: what is hindering our further progress? Obviously, subconsciously and consciously, people come to the conclusion that this is located somewhere in Judaism, among the Jews. And Jews themselves do not know about it. Only a small part of them, the Kabbalists, know that in fact, the key to happiness, to the correct development of all mankind, indeed resides with these people. Question: why, if we now live in such a period when this knowledge should be revealed, do the Jews themselves not know about it? Answer: but they do not want to know. Our organization exists exactly for the purpose of revealing this knowledge. We want everyone to know about it. We justify the nations of the world by saying that they naturally hate the Jews. Anti-Semitism is a natural condition and their hatred is fully justified. And we will explain to you why you hate us. After all, you don't know why. We will disclose to you the real foundations of anti-Semitism. Be assured that you feel correctly, but find out why. And we also want the Jews to find out why they are hated. Because they possess the key to happiness. They don't know about it. But within Judaism, there is Kabbalah that tells us how to correct ourselves in order to pass, like Pinocchio with the golden key, through a secret door to the next world. From Cab TV's Close Up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. Acquiring new consciousness. Question: is the fact that we perceive everything separately actually an illusion, since in reality everything is interconnected? Answer, of course. In order to perceive what really exists outside of us, we have to exit ourselves. Is it possible or not? Which of us is able to exit our senses, our ideas, desires, thoughts, and even our instinctive attitude to all kinds of phenomena? We have no idea how we filter out information that to us seems unnecessary, implicit, and unimportant. That is, we cannot put ourselves in the framework of a true and objective observer. To do this, we just need to leave ourselves, exit ourselves from the outside. But then with what qualities will we observe this universe? If we are speaking from the point of view of the ontology of cognition of reality, then we must completely leave all the qualities of our body, our consciousness, and acquire another body, another consciousness, which is in full compliance with those objective laws, qualities, and forces of the universe that are outside of us. Then based on them, we will be able to observe the picture that is undisturbed by us. Question: what does another body and another consciousness mean? How can we imagine this? Answer: let's say we call it a soul or simply something that we do not have, but that can appear next to us. Somehow through it, I can feel the world around me as it is and not as it passes through my eyes, ears, tactile sensations, nerves, taste or olfactory receptors. From CAB TV's close-up. Hologram July 28, 2011. A storage of thoughts and desires. Question: in 1946, the remarkable neuropsychologist Carl Lashley conducted a series of experiments on rats in which he taught them to perform a series of tasks, such as race for the shortest path in a maze, etc. He then removed various parts of the rats' brains and retested them. His goal was to remove the part of the brain in which the memory of the ability to run through the maze was stored. To his surprise, he found that regardless of which parts of the brain were removed, the memory as a whole could not be eliminated. Usually, only the motor skills of the rats were disturbed as they were barely able to hobble through the maze. But even with the removal of a significant part of the brain, their memory remained intact. How can it be that surgery does not affect memory? Answer: we are just detectors, recipients, of the vast amount of information that exists outside of us. And it's all outside of us. All our feelings and thoughts are not held within us. The heart is not a sense organ, but a pump that reacts very sharply to all kinds of pressure drops, innervations, etc. The brain is the same. The repository of all our desires and thoughts is outside of us. Around us is an information field, and we can say that by connecting to it, we manifest this field in our various actions. The brain is a tool with which we seem to connect to an external information field, and within itself conceals a record of all information. Question: and then where is all the information stored, all the memories? Answer: outside of us. Memory is not at the intersection of synapses. There is none of this. It is arranged this way only in order to transform information coming from an external degree that is inaccessible to our perception into something that we can work with. Meaning, the brain is like a computer, let's say in the same way that you connect your computer to the internet. The internet is like a worldwide virtual mass memory, and a computer is something that can extract something from it and present it to us, for use. From CAB TV's close-up. Hologram July 28, 2011.